Welcome to Know You're Wrong, the podcast where your opinions are invalidated. Know You're Wrong is hosted by The Harris and is supported by a cast of Griffin, Isabella, Liel, and Daniel. Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to our first episode of Know You're Wrong. I'm your host for today, Harris, and we all just wanted to formally introduce ourselves. First up, we got Griffin Jones.
What's up? I'm Griff. Super pumped to be on the show. Always wanted to do something like this. I like long walks on the beach. I like working out. And most of all, I like bitches with big booty.
Next up, we got Daniel the Danimal.
Hello. My name's Daniel. I got asked to do this podcast. I'm really nervous in front of the mic. I'm new here and I have new opinions and I can't wait to express them.
Shut up, Daniel!
Thank you, Daniel. Disclaimer, Daniel is not being bullied. We're all very nice to him. All right, and coming up next, we got Isabella.
Shut up, Daniel!
Daniel, what did we just say?
Sit down!
I am also new, but I am not getting bullied. I'm here for the sole purpose of feeding my God complex.
And last, but certainly not least, we have Liel.
I'm Liel. I'm here to have a good time. And I hate Daniel.
Everyone hates Daniel!
These teens, as a collective, debate over casual dinner table topics and get very passionate over their own personal opinions compared to their colleagues. Today, they are debating over which breakfast foods are the best and ones that shouldn't exist with the help of a tier list.
Let's just go bacon because it's simple. All right. Okay. How are we going to know who's who, though?
Just the voices.
They're boys.
All right, so personally, I got bacon A tier.
I got bacon S tier.
Bacon would be A-tier. S if I didn't overeat it.
Yeah. In general,
do I have an S tier or A tier?
You have an S.
Oh, I have mine S tier.
Bacon is just very traditional, every day, classy, just bacon. It's just bacon. Always there.
It's just toasty now. That's all it is.
Where are you guys?
Mine is A. I have A tier.
We all got A tier.
A tier,
okay.
Yep.
All right, so,
understandable.
All right.
Solid.
Next we got, let's do something sweet. French toast. What do we think about French toast?
French toast?
I got French toast S tier.
Hot take, I have French toast in C.
Yeah. What? I love me some French toast.
Sorry about it.
Your French toast, Isabella got French toast A. Okay, some good French toast is so much better than...
Thing is, I got one thing to say about that.
Yeah, I do.
You guys are all wrong. And I'm right.
You're literally wrong.
French toast is so overrated.
But like, okay, but pancakes and waffles, like, out of those three, like, a good French toast is so much better.
Agreed.
I'd rather have, like, a mid-pancake or a mid-waffle over a good French toast.
Speaking of that, pancakes, where y'all have it? I got mine B tier.
C.
Pancakes?
Because they give you like a heartburn. Have you ever had pancakes?
Yeah, I have mine at C too.
I'd be rocking with A because you get them things buttered up. I'm like,
I feel like I'm gonna throw up after like.
No, literally after like one full pancake, it like fills your entire stomach up. That's disgusting. You're wrong.
You kids are wrong.
Bagels. S.
A.
A.
I can't eat a bagel every day of my life.
Yes. And every, like a toasted everything bagel tops everything all the time. Yep. Any time of the day.
A tier.
Hopefully everyone
insert
heard
high,
that.
Insert high five noise.
Well, no, I got an A because I actually eat two a day. Like,
but that's not S for you?
Oh, no,
you
I said,
eat
I mean S.
Day?
I said, I okay. meant S.
Leo, where you got your bagels?
I
have
S.
Does.
There we go.
Damn.
Love that.
Oh, I had A. All
right, let's take a detour back to the meat department.
Oh, God.
Where are we ripping sauce?
Okay.
Sausage.
B. It's classic. It's classic, but it's like, it's bordering B and C.
See, I got sausage A because
I
got it over bacon.
I have sausage A.
I got it over bacon.
Okay, never sausage over bacon.
I would have bacon over sausage, except I've over A bacon.
Me too, but like in the overview, bacon is just top tier.
But you're wrong.
Whether like Daniel, what do you have to say about sausage?
I have it behind bacon, but it's on A. Still.
It's so inconsistent.
Yep. I love me some hotel sausage.
Agreed.
With
yeah.
a waffle.
Yep.
Okay, but
yep.
get this.
Inconsistent. Yep. He just said hotel, so like
I've
you
never...
can literally get a good sausage anywhere.
No, but it's never tastes the same ever. That's so weird. Like, sausage is never the same.
And plus, I like,
a good maple sausage.
Alright, I gotta add C.
Thank you.
I gotta
maple.
Add C.
I love the maple.
Or no, I gotta add B. Mine isn't even that far down. I don't know why you're clowning me.
Maple
B?
Bacon and maple sausage.
Because, like, B, you're...
Maple bacon.
All right.
B is mid.
Let's go back to sweet.
Yeah, B is mid.
Should we go sweet or should we go the potato route?
Potato route.
We only got one potato.
We got one potato. It's in the
and
same
it's
spot.
Hash browns are S.
S tier.
If you literally...
For everyone.
If you think
S.
Literally anything else, you're wrong.
You're wrong.
You're wrong.
You're wrong.
All right.
Daniel, what do you have?
They're S.
Okay.
I was gonna say.
Okay,
well, stay quiet.
S.
Okay, this one has started some controversy. Cinnamon rolls.
S.
S.
All right, hear me out. I have them at D.
Can I get...
B.
We need a real explanation.
Can I set the scene? Can I set the scene real quick?
Yeah, I don't know.
Sunday morning.
No, that's exactly what I'm thinking when I think of thing, but it just.
Sunday morning. You don't wake up. You don't wake up because the sun shines in your room.
No.
You wake up because.
No, yeah,
what's that smell?
Sure.
Cinnamon rolls.
Okay, in
Mama's cooking.
In theory, it's like, oh, cinnamon rolls. But like, you eat one and you're just like, oh.
I eat one.
I eat like seven.
Yeah.
I eat
saying.
One. I'm like,
they make me
give
sick.
Me more.
Like, I love the idea of them, but it's just like, I also don't like sweet things as much. But like, cinnamon, like, overrated. 100% overrated.
I put them at B.
Mm-hmm.
Here's why. Because I love cinnamon rolls, but I can't eat more than one. Hash browns,
yeah.
On the other, like, hash browns, I can eat the whole package.
No, yeah. Hash browns,
like,
is different. You can't compare hash browns and cinnamon rolls.
The problem
I know,
is,
but, like, the amount that I need it.
Okay, if we're talking,
you
like,
you have a valid
Pillsbury,
argument, both of you.
Yeah. If we're
except
talking,
for the fact that you're just wrong.
If we're
that's all there is
I like
to.
Cinnamon rolls.
No,
I just can't eat more. Eat
if
more
we're talking,
more.
Like, Pillsbury,
so that's
like,
why
I might. Because the flaky goodness.
What else,
yeah.
What other cinnamon roll are we talking about? Pillsbury is the only way to go.
I guess.
I literally can't name another.
I might be able to.
Cinnamon.
I might,
like cinnamon.
I might
cinnamon.
Be able to go up to.
I rock with Pillsbury.
I might
Pillsbury.
Be able to rank it up to C, but like I'm sticking with.
All right, we gotta rip some ice.
Oatmeal. C. Because get this, it's gross and I have texture issues with it. It freaks me out. But sometimes like I could.
See, I also had it in C because. Yeah,
there are things that are worse.
I don't necessarily like get up and I'm like, man, I want some oatmeal. But if I'm like in a hurry and I'm like, you know what, I'm just gonna throw some oatmeal.
It's also
in.
Right.
It's a good filler.
It's, yeah. It's a
also
good
with
filler.
That fruit on top.
Mm.
Leo, oatmeal. B. Oh,
this
okay.
Might be
just,
some recent bias.
Do we have reasons?
But the last
me?
Bowl
oh,
of oatmeal
like,
I had was horrible,
okay.
So I put it in D.
No,
bad oatmeal's bad.
He ended the season on a bad episode.
Yeah, it was not good.
That's a great analogy.
That's a Tyler the Creator line. I'm not taking credit for
insert
that.
Insert high five.
Okay. Next. Insert high five. Yogurt. Okay, listen. Wait.
I don't remember what I put.
Yogurt with fruit, granola, and honey. Holy God.
S.
Daniel's giving me the dirtiest look. He's holding
something in. See, when I originally ranked this, I put it at C because.
Oh, man.
Listen, because. I'm thinking like the yo play all
nah,
that.
Nah,
but,
bro, no.
But I agree.
With granola.
You get granola, you get fruit, you get honey in that
matruca.
You
get yogurt
it's
and that
fire.
No, yeah,
that shit's
agreed.
That
yogurt?
Stuff's bomb.
Like, oh
A
my
tier.
God, it's so good. Daniel, speak.
I should have put it.
Come on.
I have yogurt in D.
Wrong.
Here's
wrong.
The thing.
Wrong.
You're wrong.
Here's the thing.
You just get up and leave now.
I hate Greek yogurt. The only yogurt
oh, that's
I
really
have
that
offensive
is offensive.
Do you know? Do you know what
both of us?
Do you know what
you're Greek?
We are.
I know.
I am Greek.
And that's I still hate Greek yogurt.
Oh,
so
and Greek power.
Insert high five.
I went out and I've tried to get yogurt just to
right.
Have a better breakfast.
Right.
And I tried the oats. I tried the honey granola. I've tried it all together, but the Greek yogurt I just can't.
Because
I want to vomit.
No, if you get the vanilla yogurt, because Greek yogurt's like it's a base. It's
okay.
It's nice and creamy, and it's not.
You gotta add
it's not sweet.
To it.
If you get vanilla yogurt, add honey and granola. It's just.
Oh my god!
Diet.
Yeah,
it's
add it.
It's so much better.
Nah, bro.
Yeah.
It's so much
better.
All right, I don't know where we're at.
You're
donuts.
Wrong.
Donuts.
Case
donuts.
In point, Dan is wrong.
Yeah.
Donuts B.
Yeah.
I could rock a Dunkin'
Donuts.
Fractured prune.
I had donuts in C.
Cake donuts.
I had donuts at B.
I put
C.
Them in B.
Ugh.
That's something for me.
Daniel
where
has it at S.
I could eat. I could genuinely. If I sat down.
Okay, I get that.
If I sat down with three good bagels, I could eat all three. I sat down with three good donuts.
I mean,
by
one,
the second
one,
I'm like,
half.
You
eat one and a half.
I'm like, I don't know.
It's like
Daniel
same thing
D.
With Griffin. I can eat a
yeah.
Lot of cinnamon rolls, but like I don't even want to look all right. At donuts.
But donuts is like
donut.
It's like. It's going back to the Sunday morning thing. It's like,
yeah.
I get donuts.
Yeah.
You
smell
get, like,
that prune down to
yeah.
The fraction.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Can we get into a controversial one real quick?
Yeah.
Canadian bacon.
Ooh. Canadian bacon?
Okay.
Canadian
bacon. No. Bacon. Okay, wait, where do I even have it?
I have it
I have
D.
It B.
I agree.
I have it B.
D.
I think I could push C for that. Because it's like, it kind of freaks me out.
Yeah, I could push
it.
C for the simple reason.
Wait, is it
reason.
Ham or bacon? What's the difference?
It's the same thing.
It's a
same
okay.
It's just different.
Breakfast.
So, I mean, I'll eat it if it's on the plate.
Right.
But it's like, when I'm getting...
Enjoy it.
When
I'm not
getting
a side of ham. You get
yeah,
a side of bacon.
When I'm getting, like, pancakes and eggs,
no.
Like, if it comes Canadian bacon,
bacon?
I'm a little disappointed.
Yeah.
That's... But
no, yeah.
It's not necessarily a bad food.
All right, can we talk about... Wait, Leo, what do you think about bacon?
Yeah.
When you got it?
Bacon? I have it at...
Or no, not bacon. Ham.
Canadian bacon.
See? All right, that's solid. All right,
solid, solid.
All right, can we talk about French toast, waffles, pancakes? What are we thinking? Because listen,
the big
pancakes versus French toast, I French toast all day.
French toast is on the bottom for me.
Oh, French toast, waffles, pancakes.
Thank you. A good waffle, like if it's a crappy waffle, I'm like,
but like a
waffles,
bad waffle is still a good waffle.
Waffles are superior to pancakes because the shape. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Shape's better.
It makes me feel like
waffles.
A child.
It holds.
I have
a
great. I have a great statement.
You get one waffle and you feel great. Pancakes, you get three gigantic pancakes and you feel like shit.
French toast, you get four slices
and you
devour it.
Nah, bro.
But it literally gives you like it makes me feel so gross.
You get sick.
Yeah.
Or it makes you feel sick.
You don't have to
giving
eat
you
all.
So much.
All right.
I like making
the waffle.
Yeah.
So, I got pancakes over waffles for the simple reason. A home-cooked pancake's better than a home-cooked waffle, but store-bought waffles are better than store-bought pancakes.
Agreed. I agree with that.
Eggo waffles are definitely better than, like, those microwavable hotcakes, but home-cooked pancakes are better, so I'm going to. All right,
let's talk about eggs. This is okay, I got
we
eggs
have
that,
several different egg options.
I got eggs bordering B and C.
Yes.
Agreed.
No one else.
Because
I can eat them. I don't want them every day.
All right, so every so often, like, you want a runny egg or, like, a scrambled egg. Like, what are we thinking? Runny or scrambled?
How do you guys like
I'm
yours?
More scrambled.
Scrambled?
I prefer
over
my
easy.
Over medium.
Over medium is
over
so good because you get the bacon dip and the... Oh.
And then you get the
you get like
sandwich
a little bit,
part.
You get like a little bit of like that... A
little
like,
bit of run.
It's like a little bit of run and then
but
a little bit of
like
jello consistency.
Oh.
Yeah. No, but get this.
That's it. That's the one.
Like, have you ever just been eating eggs and like in the middle of it you get so disgusted?
Yes.
Because like...
It happens when you eat
like,
too many.
The smell of egg, like every so often it makes me literally gag.
A perfectly cooked egg, I can eat like 15 of them. I'm not going to lie to you, but listen.
If it's a suspicious egg.
See, what makes me, if I put a bite into my mouth, and you know that,
jelly.
Not yolk, but the white jelly, I spit it out, I can't eat anymore.
Yep, that's what I'm saying. Like, because that has
like
to be cooked if you
all
think
through,
about
the
it,
middle is fine.
If you think about it too much, it makes me want to gag. On eggs.
Insert gag noise here.
High five.
Insert high five.
Fart, insert high five.
So with going on eggs, what are we thinking? Egg sandwich. Get this. Bacon, egg and cheese.
S.
Cheddar cheese.
S.
On an everything bagel.
S.
All day.
Egg.
S. S tier.
Bacon, egg and cheese. Egg. S. Sausage,
egg
and cheese. S. Scrapple, egg and cheese.
S.
S.
No, like, it,
you
can't
it go
really
wrong
depends
with
on
sandwich.
The... You can't.
It's a versatile
player. Crap, you put Canadian bacon on a sandwich, I'll eat it.
No, yeah, that makes more sense. What are we missing? Scones.
Burrito.
Or no, Danish. It's not scones.
Burrito.
I love Danish.
Danish.
I can mess with a Danish. That's on C, though.
D. I don't like the jelly.
I went to Puerto Rico, like, 8 years ago, and every morning, I'd walk up this hill and go to this local Danish place. Oh, my God.
Well, honestly,
no Danish.
It...
Danish.
Yeah.
Danishes,
Leo?
Danishes?
See?
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 You guys are wrong.
I've not had a Danish, so it's
all right,
TBD.
All right. Breakfast burrito. All day, I got it at A.
It's either
I
mid or super hot.
God darn it.
Potatoes.
All right.
All right, we're
going to
wrap
it
here. Insert fart noise.
Insert fart noise.
Superior. Okay, so here we are here with Miss Giesman asking her about some controversial ones. And cinnamon roll was the number one controversial one because I put it at D. We want to know...
I'm all over ass, don't get me wrong.
We want to know where you
for
put...
sure. Superior. Amazing.
See, my thinking is, like, I love the idea of them, but
right.
I can't eat more than one.
So
like,
why
I
is
just,
it D, though?
Because it's, like, it makes me feel gross. Does that make sense?
Oh, my gosh.
Your opinion
makes me
feel
filled
gross.
With
happiness.
I love cinnamon rolls. Like, if I could be a breakfast food, I would want to be a cinnamon roll. Because, like, it's perfect. And it pairs really well with coffee because it's, like, coffee isn't as sweet, so it kind of just pairs really well
see,
with
it. See, I can
it.
Get behind that.
Yeah, I think
so
it would just pair it the right way.
We had it at C, but you're thinking S.
I am.
Thank okay. You. Solid answer.
Thank you. I hope you can hear that high. Yeah.
So we are here with Miss Jameson. Say hello.
Hi.
I got you mid-sip. what is your stance on Canadian bacon or ham?
I love Canadian
bacon. Oh, yeah?
On pizza.
Oh, on pizza. That's on a pizza. New one.
For breakfast?
Hawaiian pizza.
I love Hawaiian pizza.
Yeah, that's Canadian bacon.
Mm-hmm. How about you're at a breakfast, you're at a diner, right? Uh-huh. And they're like, pick your side, and you say, like, oh, bacon, sorry, we're out, sausage, we're out. And they give you Canadian bacon. How are you feeling?
Is that how you feel, or would you pick ham?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I would rather have bacon.
Right.
Real.
Mm-hmm.
American.
Yeah. Bacon. So for breakfast, you're not really rocking with the ham as much.
No, no.
So where would you tier it on our handy-dandy list?
I'd say B.
B tier?
That's solid.
Yeah.
Very good answer.
That's solid. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Jameson. So we're here with Danielle, and your question is, how do you feel about hash browns?
I love hash browns. They're mm-hmm. solid breakfast food. Mm-hmm. Eat them with ketchup. Get them from any fast food restaurant, right. diners, at
Always
home.
Good.
Always good.
So where would you tier that?
Are you talking S or like maybe A? Or
Definitely S.
Definitely S
tier?
Okay.
I love that.
That was the most simplest answer.
She went into detail too.
Great take. Amazing. Thank you, Danielle.
Yep.
You gotta hear the high fives.
Nice. Insert high five.
Insert high five times three.
Next time on Know You're Wrong, your favorite group will debate over the 50 states and try to rank them accordingly. We hope to see you next time on Know You're Wrong.